Hare Krishna, everyone. My obeisances.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好，请接受我卑微的顶拜。
Let's offer our humble obeisances to ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada.
首先，我们一起向 ISKCON 的创办灵性导师 Srila Prabhupada 致以虔敬的顶拜。
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namah Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Niravisesha Shunyavadi Vashtatyadi Shatarane To all the assembled Vaishnavas Vanchakobhutubhyascha Kripasindubhyascha Pitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha To Mahaprabhu and his associates,Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
首先感谢大家今天早上都能够来上线听课
I haveChosen a title for this series of lectures.
那周一的讲课的主题，我选择为我选择了一个主题。
And that title is "Preaching is the Essence."
主题就是传教是精髓。
Now, the reason I chose this title.
那我选这个。这个题目也是有原因的。
Back in 1977,
早在1977年的时候
，in one evening darshan that Prabhupada held in Mayapur,
有一次傍晚在 Mayapur 的时候，奉献者们见识了 Prabhupada。
He was gifted a Chinese character scroll.
有人送给 Srila Prabhupada 一副卷轴，上面写着中国字。
And at that time, as far as the devotees who understood something about the Chinese language, they translated it as books are the basis, preaching is the essence, utility is the principle, and purity is the force.
当时对中国文化稍微有点了解的奉献者们都知道，那这个卷轴上写的这些字，其实它是一个工整的一个对联式的一个 几句话，所以他们翻译成英文也是工整的四句话，就是
so,
内容就是书籍是基础，传教是精髓，运用是原则，纯粹是力量。
So these four S.Aphorisms, they have been stated in different order, depending upon the person who presents them.
但每个人讲到这四个内容的时候，他会根据他的侧重点把顺序做以调整。
But nowadays, most devotees have the common understanding that, Books are the basis, preaching is the essence, purity is the force, and utility is the principle.
而现在奉献者们都有一个共识，就对这四个内容的重要性有一个共识，所以现在的顺序就是书籍是基础，传教是精髓，运用为原则，纯粹是力量。
So although I have chosen to extract preaching is the essence as a title ofThis lecture series, the other three aphorisms are essential in supporting this one.
虽然说我选择的我的这个系列讲课，我选择的题目标题是“传教是精髓”，但其他三句也是非常重要的，因为它支持着传教。
One cannot extract one aphorism and practice that alone, to the exclusion of the other three.
这四句话当中，我们不可能就抽出一句来做，忽略其他三项。
So that is one reason I've chosen this title.
所以这是我选择传教士精髓，这个题目的一个原因。
The other reason is because I feel more emphasis needs to be given to sharing Krishna consciousness with others.
第二个原因就是我感到有必要去强调，传教的重要性，把 Krishna 之源和别人去分享。
Perhaps at present it is not being given as much emphasis as it should be.
尤其是在目前这个时候，我们对传教的重视并没有应该有的那么多。
In some cases, and I don't say all, perhaps devotees serving in China have become a bit more focused on practicing their own personal sadhana and with their own education and training.
有时候我不是说所有人，也不是说一直是这样，是有的时候有的奉献者，中国的奉献者会倾向于专注在自己的学习教育上。
And perhaps even unconsciously, they have placed introducing Krishna consciousness to new people into a less important category.
有时候他们甚至忽略了给新人传教，或者并没有高度的重视这一点。
If that is the case, and again, I
如果
don't
真是。
say it's the case with everyone, but if it is the case in the minds of some, I want to say that this certainly was not the mood of our founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada.
我不是说每一个人都是这样的情况，如果的确有奉献者是这样的情况，这样的心态的话，我想提醒你的是，这并不是我们的创办灵性导师是 Srila Prabhupada 的心态。Hare Krishna.
Okay. This is your connection, not mine. Can you
Now,
hear me?
yes.
Did you hear the last sentence? Prabhupada's example?
Prabhupada's example.
I said, in fact, Srila Prabhupada's personal example was that he was always preaching.
Srila Prabhupada 亲自给我们做出的表率就是他总是在传教。
And he displayed that mood even days before his physical departure.
他在离开躯体前几天，也依然展示出这样的心态，总是在传教。
I believe most devotees have seen videos of Srila Prabhupada lying on his deathbed in Vrindavan with a dictaphone mic being held close to his mouth.
有一个视频，题目叫做《最后一刻》吧。这个视频主要内容就是 Srila Prabhupada 在 Vrindavan 在病床上，离开躯体最后的那段日子，最后的时刻的样子。我们看到在那个视频上 ，Srila Prabhupada 躺在床上，他的口授机就放贴在他的嘴角。
When he wasn't dictating his purports to Srimad Bhagavatam, he was preaching to senior disciples and enthusing them to manage his movement well so that it would continue to inundate the world with Krishna consciousness.
他当时是在口述对圣典波伽瓦坛的评注，与此同时，他也在训示在场的门徒。鼓励他们很好地管理这个社团，管理这个运动，以便日后能够持续不断地将 Krishna 之觉传遍到全世界。
And that was really Srila Prabhupada's example throughout his life.
其实这种传教的心态是贯穿 Srila Prabhupada 的一生的。
Even going back to the days when he was still in household life,
其实当 Srila Prabhupada 依然还是居士的时候，他也表现出了传教的热情。
He was always making effort to fulfill the instruction that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had given him.
他总是在努力想办法把施了 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 给他的训示执行起来。
He did that through personally giving classes in the Bhagavatam, by utilizing the skills that he had gained when his father had gotten him a Mridanga teacher, and so he learned the Mridanga and was able to lead Kirtan quite expertly.
Srila Prabhupada 还是居士的时候，他就会定期去讲圣殿伯加坦早课。他早期的时候，他的父亲也给他请了 Mridanga 的鼓的老师，让他得到了音乐的培训。那他把这些技能都运用起来了，讲课、领唱 Kirtan。
Composed that very wonderful book. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Last thing you heard?
He composed
a very wonderful poem for the occasion of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Vyas Puja.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的 Vyasa Puja 上 Srila Prabhupada 写了一首很美的诗作为对灵性导师供奉的祷文。
And Prabhupada's words really captured the heart of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
诗的内容他的言语的确是触动了Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的心。
And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, from that particular moment, he instructed his leading disciples who were involved with publishing to publish anything that Prabhupada wrote.
从那一刻起 ,Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 就告诉他那些负责印刷出版文献的那些门徒们告诉他们说，无论他，也就是Srila Prabhupada，无论他写什么，都给他发表。
But the thing that really captured Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's heart was the fact that Prabhupada, in this poem, made mention of the fact that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's reason for coming to this world and his mission was to deliver Mahaprabhu's teachings to the fallen conditioned souls.
说 Prabhupada 的这个以诗歌形式供奉的这个祷文内容当中，最吸引 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的是，他提到了他的灵性导师来到这个世界的原因和使命，就是把Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈派发给受条件限制的堕落的灵魂。
For those of us who have listened to or have read transcriptions of Prabhupada's room conversations, we see that he preaches to a whole variety of different kinds of people.
我们如果听过 Srila Prabhupada 的室内谈话，或者是读过他室内谈话的文稿的话，会发现他和形形色色的人谈过话，跟他们传过教。
Some are government leaders.
有的是政府的官员。
Some are educators.
有的是从事教育工作者。
All the way up to PhD professors.
还有博士教授等等。
Scientists.
科学家。
All leading persons in society, and Prabhupada preaches to them in a way that they can't understand.
社会上各行各业的各个阶层的人，是了 Prabhupada 都在给他们传教，而且都会以他们能够听懂的方式给他们传教。
And it should be noted the way that Prabhupada or the technique that Prabhupada used while preaching to different types of people.
我们需要，我值得关注的是Srila Prabhupada 的给不同人传教的技巧。
That usually he would begin by asking questions of a particular individual. Their name, something about their upbringing, their education, their occupation.
一般Srila Prabhupada 都会以提问开始，会问这个人叫什么名字，是在什么样的背景下长大的，接受过什么样的教育，从事什么样的职业。
If they practice any form of spirituality,
有没有做过某种灵性修习。
And then he would extract something from all of that and use that as a starting point, an entry point to how to inject the philosophy.
然后他会从对方的回答当中提取一些重要的信息，以此为出发点，设法把 Krishna 知觉的信息传递给他们。
And he very patiently presented the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
他会非常耐心地向他们呈现 Krishna 知觉的哲学。
Following the flow of the Bhagavad Gita, first, the difference between matter and spirit, the difference between the body and the soul.
大体他还是会按照薄伽梵歌的思路来给对方呈现，首先会跟他们解释灵魂和躯体的区别。
And if a person could accept that, at least theoretically, then he would move on to something else. But if they couldn't grasp what he was trying to explain, then he would again try to explain it from a little different angle of vision, perhaps making it simpler for them to grasp.
如果对方能够理解，至少能在理论上理解或者接受躯体和灵魂的区别，那Srila Prabhupada会进一步往下讲。如果对方无法接受、无法理解的话，他会换一个角度再去阐述，或者说用更简单的方式来阐述，让对方能够理解。
But it's amazing to listen to how Prabhupada. He was so patient, and he would take so much time with each and every individual as if Prabhupada had all the time in the world.
我们去听 Srila Prabhupada 给不同的人传教的过程，就感到很震惊。他是那么的耐心，好像他有用不完的时间。
Because he viewed every spirit soul equally.
因为他能够以平等的视域看待每一个灵魂。
He saw every spirit soul as a part and parcel of Krishna.
他能看到每一个灵魂都是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。
As the eternal servants of Krishna.
看到每个灵魂是 Krishna 永恒的仆人。
And it very deeply understood that they needed to revive their dormant
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 有点断续是吧？
现在可以听到了吗？那就
去。我可以听到您，但是现在 Maharaj 那儿又没声音了。
可能那边信号不好，我们稍微等一下。
What's the problem?
Guru Maharaj, there is some... it broke for some time. Sati Manaji said she could hear me, she couldn't hear you. But now it's okay. The last thing you said was that he deeply understood that every spiritual soul needs to revive their dormant Krishna consciousness.
Yes, and he tried through repeated attempts to present the philosophy in such a way that they could assimilate it and apply it.
因为 Srila Prabhupada 他深深地明白每个灵魂都需要恢复他们沉睡的和 Krishna 之间的关系，对 Krishna 的爱，所以他不厌其烦地一次又一次地反复跟他们讲述 Krishna 知觉的哲学，以便他们能够吸收，能够运用这个知识。
He also spent a lot of time with those devotees who were more scientifically inclined, and he formed the Bhakti Vedanta Institute.
他也专门花时间给 Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Vedanta, 学院的那些有科学头脑的奉献者跟他们去讨论。
He did this because he thought it was so important to eradicate atheism and to try to do it through scientific means.
他之所以花时间给这些有科学头脑的奉献者，是因为他觉得去根除人们的无神论倾向很重要，而要做到这一点必须通过科学的途径。
So in short, Prabhupada's drive for tirelessly presenting Krishna consciousness to so many people, practically every person he came in contact with, was compassion.
简言之，是了 Prabhupada对他总是不辞辛劳的给每一个他接触到的人去传播解释 Krishna 知觉的哲学，这充分的体现了他对每一个灵魂的深深的怜悯。
So we're going to speak a bit more about compassion later.
一会儿更多的讲述怜悯。
So anyway, our format for in this lecture series is that we'll try to present and discuss many of Srila Prabhupada's statements on preaching.
那这个系列讲课当中，我们会一起去温习 Srila Prabhupada 曾经说过的有关传教的教导。
As well as those made by the previous acharyas and even by the Lord himself.
以及先前的 Acharya 先辈的灵性导师和主本人关于传教的重要性的论述。
So I aim to make this as interactive as possible, and at times I may ask you questions during the class or give you homework to do between classes.
那我也希望大家能够参与到这个更多的参与到这个讲课当中来，多一些互动，所以在讲课的间隙我也会给大家一些任务来做或者是提问。
And this way together we shall churn the nectar of Srila Prabhupada's teachings and develop increased enthusiasm to preach Krishna consciousness.
这样的话我们就能够一起来搅拌 Srila Prabhupada 的教导的甘露，并且互相鼓舞以更大的热情去传教。
We know for a fact that this mood is certainly very pleasing to Prabhupada, his spiritual predecessors, and to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates.
这样做的话一定会取悦 Srila Prabhupada 以及他先前的灵性导师Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以及他的同游，这是事实。
So for this first class, I wanted to explain how the four aphorisms fit together.
第一堂课，今天这节课我想跟大家具体的来讲述一下这四句格言。
Now in the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami describes compassion.
在《奉爱的甘露》这本书当中 Rupa Goswami 讲述了怜悯这个品质。
And he says that a person who is unable to bear another's distress is called compassionate.
他说怜悯就是一个人无法忍受别人受苦。
So from this we understand that the essence of compassion is preaching.
所以我们了解到怜悯的精髓就是去传教。
Therefore, preaching is the essence.
所以说传教是精髓。
And we have a few quotes, and there are so many quotes that we could have pulled, but we have three here, and the first is from the third canto of the Bhagavatam.
我们这节课节选了经典当中强调传教强调怜悯的诗节今天我们会引用三个诗节第一个是来自于圣典波迦坦第三篇25:21.
So you can go ahead and read, there's the verse and the purport, or part of the purport.
好的，我们读一下译文和要旨的部分。译文，圣人的表现是他忍受、仁慈、友好对待众生，他不与任何生物为敌，总是平静安详，他遵守经典的指示，各项品德都很崇高。Srila Prabhupada 的要旨，如上所述，圣人就是至尊主的奉献者，他所关心的是教导人们为至尊主做奉爱服务，那是他的仁慈。他知道没有为至尊主做奉爱服务，人生就被糟蹋了。奉献者走遍全世界，挨家挨户的宣传说，培养 Krishna 知觉，当住 Krishna 的奉献者，不要仅仅为满足动物的习性而糟蹋了你的人生。人生是为了使受制约的灵魂觉悟自我，培养 Krishna 知觉而设的。这些都是圣人宣传的内容。他不满足于只是自己得到解脱，而总是想着其他人。他是最同情全体堕落灵魂的人，对堕落灵魂满怀同情是他的品德之一。至尊主的奉献者圣人们在传播知识的过程中会遇到那么多的阻力，因此他必须忍受一切。由于受制约的灵魂并没有准备接受有关奉爱服务的超然知识，有人也许会虐待他。受制约的灵魂处在生病的状态中，他们不喜欢超然的知识。为了让人们深入了解奉爱服务的重要性，圣人必须从事吃力不讨好的工作，有时甚至受到暴力的攻击。耶稣基督被钉上了十字架，哈利达斯塔库尔被拖到22个集市上挨打，就查坦尼亚主要的助手尼提南达被加盖和马代用暴力攻击。然而由于他们的使命是拯救堕落的灵魂，他们忍受这一切。圣人的品德之一是他非常忍受，并对所有堕落的灵魂十分仁慈。
What are you reading?
The purport.
Jagai and Madai.
It's in between the purport.
No. No, it's not. Are you reading the verse, the symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities?
Yes.
But what I sent you.
Okay,
I do not see it says anything about Jagai and Madai. You should read what I sent you.
Okay, I read the last part of what you sent me.
Well, just read what I sent you.
Okay. 圣人的品德之一是他非常忍受，并对所有堕落的灵魂十分仁慈。他仁慈，因为他是众生的助愿者。这节诗中的梵文对所有的生物体一句是指所有接受了物质躯体的生物，不仅是人类有物质躯体，猫和狗等其他生物体也都有物质躯体。至尊主的奉献者对猫、狗、树木等一切众生都很仁慈，他以能使他们最终摆脱物质束缚的方式对待他们。
So we can understand that Prabhupada is sharing his heart and at the same time teaching us that as aspiring Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, we should also develop this mood of compassion for others.
从这一段要旨当中我们就可以听到其实它是Srila Prabhupada本人的心声的描述但同时他也在教导我们这些准奉献者培养对其他人的怜悯之心
if we cannot develop the mood of compassion then we won't have the drive to get out there and to share Krishna consciousness with other people
如果没有培养起怜悯之心的话我们就不可能有动力走出去和其他人分享 Krishna 之觉
And to develop the mood of compassion, we have to shift the consciousness from only being concerned about ourselves to being concerned about the welfare of other people.
要想培养起怜悯的心态，我们就要转变我们的知觉，转变心态，不再只是关注自己的成长，而是更多的关注其他人的利益。
Well, when we do that, a wonderful thing happens is that the Lord is so pleased by our sacrifice and endeavor to give other people Krishna consciousness that we're blessed.
这样做的话，主就一定会被我们的牺牲、我们的努力所取悦，从而给我们祝福。
And you know, we feel very enlivened in our own practice of Krishna consciousness.
我们自己在 Krishna 知觉的休息当中也会从而变得更加的有活力。
I do not know of a better experience, a more enlivening experience, other than giving a needy conditioned soul the process of Krishna consciousness.
对我来说没有什么比把 Krishna 之觉给到受条件限制的灵魂更让人感到备受鼓舞充满活力的事情了
And once we get a taste for that we will never want to give it up
一旦我们培养起来了对传教的品味我们就再也不想放下传教了
And Prabhupada was our role model
是了 Prabhupada 是我们的典范
He tirelessly traveled the world just to give people Krishna consciousness.
他不辞辛劳地在全世界旅行就是为了把 Krishna 之觉给到每个人。
He subordinated his own bodily comfort and he bared all...different types of inconvenience, trials, and tribulations, to give other people the opportunity to become connected with Krishna.
他不顾自己的身体舒适与否，他忍受了所有的不便和苦难，就是把和 Krishna 连接起来的机会给到每一个人。
Okay, go ahead, read the second quote exactly the way I sent it to you.
OK 第二段是圣典波迦瓦坛第四篇二十一章四十七十节的要旨部分 Pallada Maharaj 是 Vaishnava 的最佳典范他总是怜悯那些在这个物质世界地狱般的生活中受苦的罪人 Krishna 被说成是同行受苦者而且是人死之养的人像 Blood Maharaj 一样至尊主所有的纯粹奉献者都满怀热情满怀同情来到这个物质世界拯救罪恶之人他们历经各种各样的磨难忍受所遭受的痛苦而这是努力把所有罪恶之人救出物质存在的地狱般环境的 Vaishnava 所具有的另一种品质因此人们这样向 Vaishnava 祈祷说 我恭敬地向至尊主的全体 Vaishnava 奉献着顶礼，他们恰似如愿树，能满足每一个人的愿望，对堕落的灵魂充满怜悯之心。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guruji, I just finished the quotes.
I didn't hear you say Bhanta Kalpa Charubhyascha.
I read the Chinese translation.
Well, whenever you should chant the verse also, but anyway, what's done is done. When I said do it exactly, I meant it.
Okay.
Yeah. So in this, there was a last statement the Prabhupada made, that the chief concern of a Vaishnava is to deliver the fallen souls.
是的 Prabhupada 在这个要旨当中说到 Vaishnava 主要关心的就是拯救受条件限制的灵魂。
So that was clearly Prabhupada's example.
是的 Prabhupada 亲自为我们做出了榜样。
And he has given Prahlad Maharaj as an example as well.
他也举了 Prahlad Maharaj 的例子。
Okay, read the last quote. I can mention that these quotes, they're extracts. It may not be a whole purport, but it can be extracts.
Okay. 我们读的这些引述的内容并不一定是这个诗节所有的内容，只是部分引述的部分。
So go ahead.
有 Krishna 知觉的人应该让自己摆脱错觉能量的钳制，应该总是对其他处在这种钳制中的人感到怜悯。 Krishna 知觉运动中的一切活动都不仅是有利于自己，事实上也有利于众生，这就是 Krishna 知觉的完美之所在。只对自己获得救赎感兴趣的人，其 Krishna 知觉不如那些怜悯他人从而传播 Krishna 知觉运动的人。像后者这样进步的奉献者永远不会堕落，因为 Krishna 将给予他特殊的保护，这就是 Krishna 知觉运动的总体实质。
So there are many such quotes, and there is a lot about compassion in our literatures.
其实在我们的 Krishna 知觉的文献当中有大量的谈到怜悯的内容。
Srila Prabhupada was the embodiment of compassion.
Srila Prabhupada 就体现了怜悯的品质。
Haribo?
Haribo.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada was the embodiment of compassion. You got that?
Yes.
As were his spiritual preceptors.
不光是Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada 的先前的灵性导师，他们也展示了怜悯的品质。
As was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 本人也展示了怜悯。
So compassion is an essential quality that each aspiring Vaishnava needs to develop if he or she expects.To have the drive to want to share Krishna consciousness with other people.
所以每一位有志于成为奉献者的人，如果想要有动力和别人分享 Krishna 知觉的话，就一定要培养起怜悯的品质。
So that brings us to purity as the force.
接下来我们要讲的是纯粹是力量。
So the force that drives the preaching is purity.
另外一个驱使我们去传教的动力就是纯粹。
Preaching rests on the sincere, pure hearts and minds of the devotees.
传教取决于一个奉献者的真诚度以及内心的纯粹度。
When a devotee actually surrenders to Krishna, Krishna blesses his efforts.
当一个奉献者真的臣服，真正的臣服于 Krishna 的时候，Krishna 就会给予他祝福，让他去做他在做的事情。
At that time, we say a devotee is empowered to preach.
这就是我们常说的，这个奉献者被赋予了力量去传教。
So preaching is not all about making a show of like to appear on television or on the stage or being photographed next to a big personality.
传教不是作秀，不是要上电视、上舞台，你在聚光灯下成为大人物。
It's about purity. If the devotee is sincere in his practice and his heart is pure, he will be effective when he presents the process of Krishna consciousness to others.
所以，传教取决于我们的纯粹度。如果一个奉献者很真诚，内心纯粹认真的在修习 Krishna 之觉，那么他在传播 Krishna 之觉的时候就会有效。
Purity is not an abstract thing.
那么纯粹并不是一个抽象的概念。
A devotee must chant 16 rounds a day. He must follow the principles. He must dedicate his life and soul to spiritual master and the process of Krishna consciousness.
其实，具体来讲，纯粹就体现在这个奉献者他能够坚持很好的每天念诵16圈，遵守规范原则，并且把自己的生命和灵魂都投入到执行灵性导师的训示当中来。
So in that respect, Srila Rupa Goswami, he's explained that of all the different items of devotional service, there are five that stand out as the most potent.
是的，Rupa Goswami 讲到，在所有妨碍服务的程序当中，五项是最突出的。
Those are, of course, to chant Krishna's name, worship the deity, hear the Bhagavatam, serve a devotee, and reside in the Dham.
那这五项最有力量的妨碍服务，分别就是唱诵 Hare Krishna、阅读、研习圣典波迦瓦坛、崇拜神像。崇拜神像，还有崇拜纯粹的奉献者，以及居住在圣地。
So, any devotee, practically speaking, in any part of the world, can practice these five.
可以说，全世界任何一个奉献者都能够去修习练习这五项妨碍服务的。
Some may be able to do it, practice them more directly, others more indirectly.
有的人可以直接的从事这五项妨碍服务，其他人可以间接的从事这五项。
But anyone has a strong desire can practice these.
但是每个人都可以怀着强烈的愿望来，从事练习这五项妨碍服务。
As we've mentioned many times, that of all the angas of devotional service, chanting is the most important.
我们也多次提到过说，在所有方案服务的程序当中，最重要的是所有的这五项当中最重要的是唱诵主的圣名。Hare Krishna，大家可以听到吗？
Hare Krishna，又听不到 Guru 的声音了，您的声音一直都在。
好，我们再稍微等一下啊。
Yes。
Hare Krishna，Gurumaharaj，we didn't hear you。
I said Mahaprabhu says Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, the heart is cleansed through the process of chanting Hare Krishna.
刚刚说到，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在主的八训规当中说到 Cheto Dharpana Marjanam 意思就是，唱诵圣名能够是尽心灵的积尘，它能够净化我们的内心。
So Shamalila, I don't know if we can be able to continue to have you as translator for Mayapur because of too many breaks.
And they said devotees said they could hear me all the time. But sometimes we couldn't hear you.
Okay. So as Jiva Goswami has said, chanting Hare Krishna is the most important anga, and even other angas have to be supported by the chanting of Hare Krishna.
Jiva Goswami 也说了，唱诵 Hare Krishna 是最重要的奉爱服务，其他的各项奉爱服务都应该在唱诵 Hare Krishna 的支持下进行。
I think anyone who's been a devotee for any length of time knows this very well.
那任何已经做了一段时间奉献者的人都知道这一点。
But as Prabhupada said, chanting is a very simple thing. One only needs to chant clearly, distinctly, pronouncing each word, and to attentively listen to the transcendental sound vibration.
Srila Prabhupada 说，唱诵圣名很简单，只需要清晰的唱诵，发出每一个音节，并且专注的聆听圣名的超然音振。
But as we were traveling around last year, going from city to city in China and presenting our seminar on japa, we found that many devotees were challenged and they weren't chanting as well as they could and should have been.
去年我们在中国不同的城市旅行，跟大家讲到怎样去改善加塔，我们发现奉献者们念诵的质量或者念诵的方法并不是应该有的正确的方法。
So our chanting of the holy name has to receive constant attention. We really have to strive to improve.
唱诵圣名需要我们不断的投入注意力，我们得持续不断的去改善。
Worship of the deity. Many devotees have deities in their homes, or they have photos of deities.
崇拜神像，很多奉献者家里面有神像的照片。
Deity worship can be done elaborately, or can be done very simple. We would say keep it as simple as possible.
崇拜神像可以有完整的较为复杂的方法去崇拜，也可以以简单的方式去崇拜。我们说在家崇拜呀，可以尽可能的简单。
But everyone can do some simple form of worship.
每个人都可以多多少少做一些简单的崇拜。
Certainly important, Prabhupada established right from the beginning, 26 Second Avenue. He wanted persons to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Person. He has a form. He has a name. He has qualities and pastimes. So it's also very essential.
最初当奉献者开始在纽约第二大道26大街的那个中心的时候，Srila Prabhupada就树立的神像。他想确立的是 Krishna 他是一个人，他有名字，有品质，有形体，他也有他的快乐的时光，所以这是很重要的一个原则，崇拜神像。
Hearing the Bhagavatam also essential.
聆听圣典薄伽梵谈也很重要，也很关键。
Many devotees, they have made vows to read a certain number of pages of the Bhagavatam each day.
很多奉献者都发现了誓言，每天阅读特定的页数。
Personally, I try to read 41 pages of the Bhagavatam daily.
我自己也在尝试努力每天阅读41页圣典薄伽梵谈。
And by doing that, one can complete the whole 12 cantos in a year.
如果每天能够读41页圣典薄伽梵谈的话， 一年就能够读完十二篇。
But each devotee, should take it upon his or herself to, design a program of reading.
每一个奉献者都应该根据自己的情况，制定一个阅读计划。
Serve the devotee, particularly our founder Acharya.
第四项是服务，纯粹奉献者，尤其是我们的创办灵性导师。
Ultimately, we're to offer our body, minds, and words, but we can offer a simple artik, we can chant the Guru Vastika prayers or prayers that are offered at the Guru Puja. It helps to fix the consciousness, and we're begging for mercy.
服务我们的创办灵性导师是 Prabhupada 的原则，就是将我们的心意、言语和身体全用来服务他。那具体的，我们可以每天给他供奉一个二体，也可以唱诵，同时唱诵灵诗颂歌，这样的话就能够让我们的知觉心意专注于他。
So every devotee in ISKCON worships our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada.
ISKCON 的每一位奉献者都会每天崇拜我们的创办灵性导师 Srila Prabhupada.
We then offer we also worship our Diksha and Shiksha gurus.
我们也崇拜我们的启迪灵性导师和训示灵性导师。
Worship, of course, includes serving, means serving the instructions.
我们说到崇拜的时候也包括去服务他们的训示。
But in general, we try to serve each and every devotee.
那大体的一个原则就是我们去服务每一位奉献者。
And we do that by finding out what pleases them, and we try to offer them that service.
要服务奉献者，首先我们要去去观察，发现怎样能够取悦这个奉献者，然后相应的去提供这个服务。
As far as residing in the Dhamma goes, we may get the good fortune of residing in the Dhamma for some period of time each year.
五项最有力量的奉献服务当中的最后一个就是居住在圣地，可能我们幸运的话，每年可以花一段时间居住在圣地。
Some devotees visit for longer periods of time, some shorter periods of time.
有的奉献者待的时间久，有的奉献者待的时间短。
So whatever amount of time we're allotted, we should take advantage of it by associating with advanced devotees and hearing from them.
但无论是长还是短，我们都要把握这个机会和一些资深的奉献者联谊，服务他们。
Visiting places where the Lord and his associates perform pastimes.
在方主和他的同游上演过逍遥时光的地方。
Praying to the dust of the Dham for a little bit of mercy.
向圣地的尘土祈祷，祈祷能够得到一些仁慈。
And when we are unable to physically visit our original dhams situated in India, then we can reside in a dham wherever we are by practicing the other angas of bhakti.
如果没有办法亲自拜访原初的圣地的话，我们就可以把自己居住的地方变成一个圣地，通过去练习其他几项奉爱服务。
Okay, we have some quotes now. Go ahead, read the quote as I sent it to you from Maja Lila.
Oh, our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for
yes.
我们 Krishna 之觉运动就是为了这个目的，我们想造就纯粹奉献者，这样的话其他人就能够通过与奉献者的联谊受益，这样的话纯粹奉献者的数量也会增加。所谓的职业的传教是无法造就纯粹奉献者的。 只有当一个人成为只有一位纯粹的奉献者，能够将他人转变为纯粹奉献者。因此，在 Krishna 之举运动当中的传教士，首先要让自己成为纯粹的奉献者，追随规范，遵守规范原则，避免非法的性生活、吃肉、赌博和吸食麻醉品，而这很重要。他们应该规律的唱诵，在念珠上念诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra， 追随遵守妨碍服务的程序，每天清晨早起参加 Mangala Arti， 诵读圣典薄伽瓦坛和薄伽梵歌，这样他就能够得到净化，免除所有的物质污染。只是作秀式的从事妨碍服务是无法帮到一个人的，一个人必须成为纯粹奉献者，通过追随奉爱服务的程序，这样的话他就能够将其他人转变过来，让他们也从事奉爱服务。因此，如果一个传教士能够恰当的在奉爱服务中行事，他就能够转变其他人，否则的话他的传教就没有效果。这是来自于Chaitanya Charitamrita 中篇逍遥的24章98世节。
So, Prabhupada really believed that the ability we have to share Krishna consciousness with other people is based on purity of the heart. If the heart is pure, we'll be able to share what's in our heart with someone else, and it will be effective.
我们从释迦牟尼佛的要旨当中就能够明白，传教的力量、传教的能力取决于我们的纯粹度。如果一个人内心足够纯粹的话，他就能够把自己内心的 Krishna 之觉传播给分享给其他人。
And purity comes from strict following.
纯粹来自于严格的追随。
Can read the next quote, please.
下一个也是来自于永恒的主宰坛念经，上篇逍遥17章126世节。须陀天尼玛哈帕布的训示依然有效，无论你在全世界的哪个地方，你都可以执行。陀天尼玛哈帕布的训令就是，通过遵守规范原则，每天至少唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 16圈，在全世界传播 Krishna 之觉，通过这样做成为一位灵性导师。如果我们能够遵守 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的训令，我们就会毫无疑问得到灵性力量，自由的在全世界畅通无阻的传播 Hare Krishna 运动。
So we become empowered by strictly following the process.
通过严格的追随这个程序，我们就能够被赋予力量。
And this is the order of Mahaprabhu.To become a spiritual master and to give Krishna consciousness to others.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的训令就是让我们成为灵性导师，把 Krishna 之觉给到其他人。
Okay, last quote, please.
最后一个关于这个内容的一段话是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的中篇逍遥24章252节。我们 Krishna 之觉的传教士们应该追随 Narada Muni 的步伐，通过遵守四项规范原则，念诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 得到净化，这样就能够让一个人适合成为 Vaishnava， 这样就能够让一个人适合成为 Vaishnava。 当他为这样的话，那当他向那些罪恶的人教导 Krishna 之觉的知识的时候，其他人就会受到影响，能够接受他的训示。我们应该追随 Narada Muni 的步伐，成为纯粹的 Vaishnava。 一位纯粹的 Vaishnava 他没有任何隐秘的动机，他会全身心的投身于对主的服务，他没有任何物质欲望。
So our aspiration should be to purify our hearts so that we can become a tool in the hand of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu, to assist them in giving Krishna consciousness to others.
所以我们应该怀着这个目标净化我们的内心，以便我们能够成为灵性导师是了 Prabhupada 以及是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 手中有力的工具，协助他们把 Krishna 之学给到别人。
This brings us to books of the basis.
那这就引入了下一个话题，下一句格言，书籍是基础。
So when we say books of the basis, we mean Srila Prabhupada's books.
我们说书籍是基础，当然指的是 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍。
Prabhupada was empowered by his full surrender to his spiritual master and Krishna to compose these Bhaktivedanta purports.
因为 Srila Prabhupada 完全臣服于他的灵性导师 Bhaktisiddhanta 以及 Krishna 本人，所以他被赋予了力量，能够写出这样的 Bhaktivedanta 要旨。
Prabhupada said that whatever he wrote was dictated to him by Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada 曾经说过，他所写的一切内容都是 Krishna 亲自口述给他的。
So they're not just translations.
它不只是单纯的一个翻译。
They're transcendental literature meant to guide a whole world of devotees for the next 10,000 years.
因为这些超然的文献是要引领在接下来的一万年引领所有的奉献者的。
So now we have this golden period for 10,000 years within the Kali Yuga in which Prabhupada's books can be spread very widely and enlighten so many millions and millions of people.
现在我们就处在卡利年代的一万年黄金年代中，所以这是一个很好的机会，我们可以把Srila Prabhupada 的书籍派向全世界，让尽可能多的人受益。
So everything is within Prabhupada's books. We find law, art, politics, science, philosophy, sociology. Everything is there.
实际上。是了 Prabhupada 的书籍当中包含了一切，既有艺术又有科学，既有政治又有经济，有哲学有法律，一切都在包含在其中了。
Everything is there because Krishna is there.
之所以一切都包含在是了 Prabhupada 的书当中，因为 Krishna 就在其中。
So Srila Prabhupada repeatedly advised all his followers to carefully read his books again and again.
是了 Prabhupada 反复向他的门徒强调一定要一次又一次的阅读他的书。
Why? Because one can become Krishna conscious just by reading these books.
为什么呢？因为仅仅通过阅读是了 Prabhupada 的书籍，一个人就能培养其全然的 Krishna 知觉。
One of my god brothers, His Holiness Keshava Bharti Das Goswami, who has...been residing at Govardhan for many years.
我的一位神兄弟 Keshava Bharti Das Goswami Maharaj, 他在 Govardhan 已经居住了好几年了。
And he took a vow many years ago that he was going to read 41 pages of Srimad Bhagavatam out loud with devotees each day wherever he.Travels to.
多年前 Keshavarti Das Maharaj 他就发下一个誓言，无论他在哪里旅行，他都每天要和奉献者一起出声朗读41页圣殿波夏瓦坛。
And so he's been doing that, and just by reading aloud with a group of devotees, and the size of the groups vary from place to place, but just by doing that, some wonderful things have resulted.
而且他确实是按他的誓言做的，他在不同的地方都在出声和奉献者们一起阅读，有的地方人少，有的地方人多，但他一直坚持下来了，而且结果非常美妙。
One is devotees become very enlivened, and again, they get a taste for reading Prabhupada's books.
结果就是，所有参与其中的奉献者都感觉很受鼓舞，很有活力，感到培养了对Srila Prabhupada的书籍的品味，并且有热情去派发。
And I just feel their consciousness being uplifted.
他们能够确实地感受到他们的知觉的确提升了。
You may be aware that some years ago, in a past ILS, they conducted a survey amongst many senior devotees as to how much they were reading. And, you know, the survey showed that they weren't reading as much as they should have been. In some cases, not very much at all.
多年前，几年前的一次 ILS 会议上，组织者就做了一个调查问卷，调查奉献者们阅读Srila Prabhupada的书籍的频率和量。那么调查的结果让人很惊讶，奉献者阅读的量并没有我们想象的期待的那么多，有时候甚至有的情况是根本没有任何阅读量的。
So so Maharaj experienced that by just by doing this, devotees again kind of rekindled that taste, the desire to daily read Prabhupada's books, and they in turn became very, very enlivened again in their own practice of Krishna consciousness.
Kishavarti Maharaj, 他亲自做了以后，他的体验就是通过每天出声朗读圣帕巴达的书籍。让奉献者重新点燃了对圣帕巴的书籍的阅读的品味和愿望，这也反过来促进了他们的换服的修习。
The other wonderful thing that happened is that in many places where there were newcomers, persons who had just recently been introduced to Krishna consciousness and didn't know very much at all, when they sat in these readings,They became, in many cases, devotees themselves, and it transformed their lives just by sitting and listening to Prabhupada's words.
还有一个美妙的结果就是在有的地方，当奉献者坐下来一起出声朗读的时候，有的新朋友刚刚来，他就只是坐下来听圣。奉献者们朗读是 Prabhupada 的超然的文献，他就受到了吸引。
So there's a quote we have from the Skanda Purana, which I can read. I know I didn't send it to you. It is said that a person who is constantly engaged in reading literature announcing the cultivation of human society.It's not there.
I didn't hear the complete sentence.
I said a person who is constantly engaged in reading literature enunciating the cultivation of Vaishnava devotional service is always glorious in human society.
这是来自于 Skanda Purana 莲花网誓书当中的一段。一个人如果能够定期规律的阅读讲述从事对主的奉爱服务的文献，这样的人他在人类社会当中始终都是充满荣耀的。
And certainly Lord Krishna becomes pleased with him.
主 Krishna 一定会被他们取悦的。
A person who very carefully keeps such literature at home and offers respectful obeisances to it becomes freed from all sinful reactions.And ultimately becomes worshipable by the demigods.
一个人如果能够把这些超然的文献 也就是讲述有关奉爱服务的超人的文献放置于家中，并且恭恭敬敬地去顶拜这些书籍，他所有的罪恶活动的反应都会被清除，就连半神人都会想去崇拜他们。
So although those practicing devotional service will especially appreciate Srila Prabhupada's books, their value to one who has never heard about Krishna is incalculable.
阅读，sorry, Gumarsh, I didn't get that.
Okay. I said, naturally, those of us who practice devotional service will appreciate Prabhupada's books.
Okay.当然那些在从事奉爱服务的人能够去欣赏Srila Prabhupada的书籍。
But if we, distribute them to others, those who have never heard about Krishna, the value is incalculable. Cannot calculate the value.
如果我们能，但是如果我们能够把这些书籍派发给还从来没听过Krishna 的人，这样的益处就是不可估量的。
Because you have to understand the conditioned soul, in complete ignorance of his future, is headed for doom.
因为我们得明白，受条件限制的灵魂并不明白，他们处在完全的黑暗当中，并不明白他们的未来是肯定是糟糕透顶的。
Just like a log that's headed downstream towards the waterfall.
Just like a
log, like a tree, you know, that's cut down, a log.
就是一个原木，就像是一块原木，它沿着河流往下流，然后它不知道这个尽头就是一个瀑布。
But by reading the Bhagavatam, a conditioned soul, can be saved from his fate of repeated birth and death.
因此，通过诵读圣典菩萨的坛，受条件限制的灵魂就会得救，不用再重复生死。
Just like the log sometimes goes ashore and is saved from crashing over the falls.
就像一个原木在河流或海洋里面漂泊那。突然有一天他会靠岸，靠岸之后就会有机会得救。
But as Prabhupada often said, the most compassionate work is to take part in printing and distributing our Krishna conscious literature.
Srila Prabhupada 也多次讲过说，最充满怜悯的一项活动就是去出版和派发Krishna 知觉的文献。
Prabhupada said that history will one day tell that these books have saved the world.
是的 ，Prabhupada 说，有朝一日，历史将会告诉我们，将会向我们展示这些文献拯救了全世界。
And so, 5,000 years ago, the sages at Namasaranya they asked how a conditioned soul could contact Krishna since he had left the planet and Kali Yuga had begun.
5,000 年前，当那些圣人们聚集在南美神人亚森林的时候，他们提出一个问题：卡利年 ，Krishna 已经离开这个地球，而卡利年代已经到来。那么，受条件限制的灵魂如何才能够接触到 Krishna 呢
？And Sutta Goswami replied that Krishna was now present.
Sutta Goswami 就回答说 ，Krishna 就在现场。
And he spoke a verse in the Bhagavatam.
他就讲述了《薄伽梵歌》的一个世界。
That this Bhagavat Purana is as bright as the sun.
他说，《薄伽梵往事书》如太阳一样，光芒万丈。
And it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode.
当 Krishna 启程返回他的居所时
，accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc.
知识、宗教以及其他好的东西都随他而去了。
Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana.
那些因为卡利年代的黑暗而失去了知识的人们，能够通过薄伽梵网式的光薄伽梵网式书的光芒而看到光明。
So now we're going to share a couple quotes from Srila Prabhupada on book distribution. You can read those.
关于派书 ，Srila Prabhupada 也说过几段，也是他给门徒的信件当中的几段话。他说到，在一封信章当中，他有说到，很多灵性运动来来去去，那是因为他们没有有关Krishna 的毫无瑕疵的哲学。所以无法立足，因此我们需要大量的你们需要大量的派发我的书籍和文献，这是我们的实质内容，我们给出的真正的哲学信息，而不是脆弱的情怀。努力做到这一点，给人们 Krishna 之学的哲学，那么很多真正的奉献者就会加入我们，和我们一起回归家园，回归守神。You want me to read all of them? Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna, 还有一段也是释迦牟尼佛给门徒的一封信，他说派发书籍和我的派发书籍和杂志是我们最重要的活动，没有书籍，我们的传教就没有坚实的根基。
You just read, you only read the first quote, is it?
I read the first two.
Okay. And this last one is very powerful because this is an arrival address when Prabhupada arrives in Los Angeles in 1975. And so, I mean, this was quite an emotional kind of an appeal that Prabhupada made, reflecting on the instruction that he had been given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So let's read that.
最后一段呢，其实是很有力量的，它是那施拉帕帕的在1975年的6月20号到达洛杉矶之后他讲的一段话。其实他当时讲这段话的时候还是有很深的情感的，他也是在向奉献者呼吁。是这样的，他说我自己没有任何的资格，我只是在努力满足取悦我的孤乳，仅此而已。我的 Guru Maharaj 告诉我说，有钱就去派书。在一次私人会面上，当时我们在谈话，我的一些重要的神兄弟也在场，那是在 Radhakund。 Guru Maharaj 告诉我说，因为自从我们有了Bagh Bazar 的大理石庙宇之后，就出现了众多的纷争，每个人都在想我要占有这个房间，我要占有那个房间，因此我希望卖掉这所庙，卖掉大理石，去派书印刷一些书籍。因此我亲自从他口中听到他十分钟爱书籍，他私下告诉我说有钱就去派书。因此我总是强调这一点，书在哪儿，书在哪儿，书在哪儿，所以请你们好心帮助我吧，这是我的请求，请你们用尽可能多的语言印出尽可能多的书，派遍全世界。这样的话 Krishna 之觉运动就会自动发展起来。
So Srila Prabhupada took that instruction very seriously.
这个训示 Srila Prabhupada 他很认真的在对待这个训示。
And because he did so, we are devotees. Otherwise, we would not be.
就是因为 Srila Prabhupada 他认真的对待了灵性导师的这个训示，所以我们才成为了奉献者，否则我们是没有机会的。
So he's appealing to all of us to both study his books and also to distribute them to others.
他鼓舞我们，鼓励我们每个人认真的阅读研习他的书籍，也把他的书籍派发给其他人。
And yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, we didn't hear the last part. Yes.
Did you hear what was the last thing you heard me say?
I didn't hear.
So this brings us to utility as a principle.
那这就这就引入了下一个格言下一段，就是运用是原则。
So the aphorism utility as a principle refers to using material things in the service of Krishna.
运用为原则，这句格言的基本的含义就是我们把一切物质的事物用来服务 Krishna。
When a devotee realizes that he can spread Krishna consciousness in every country, adjusting things according to time, place, and circumstances.
也就是说。
Yeah.
也就是说世界奉献者们在世界不同的地方去传播 Krishna 之举的时候可以考需要考虑当地的具体的时间地点还有场合。
But without changing the parampara.
但是不去更改使徒传系。
Then he actually becomes enlivened and enlightened further in how to spread Krishna consciousness.
这样做的话他就会大受鼓舞。更有活力更热情的去传播 Krishna 之觉。
According to his devotion, Krishna gives him the intelligence to preach in a particular way.
Krishna 会根据一个人的奉爱去从而启示他以特定的方式去传播 Krishna 之觉。
Now we know that Rupa Goswami, he has explained what vairagya or renunciation is.
Rupa Goswami 讲述了气绝的真正含义。
He explains there's both yukta vairagya and there's something which he calls palgu vairagya.
Rupa Goswami 讲到了两种气绝，一种叫做 yukta vairagya， 另外一种叫做 palgu vairagya。
So palgu vairagya is basically incomplete renunciation.
抛顾 Vairagya 的意思就是不完整的弃绝。
Incomplete, or we can even say false renunciation.
不完整的弃绝，或者说是虚假弃绝，假弃绝。
We can give an example that, I may say that I renounce all the money in a particular bank, but if I don't have an account there, then what's the meaning of me making that a statement? I did notpossess the money to begin with, but I say I'm renouncing it.
比如说我到了一个银行，我说我弃绝，我放弃这个银行的所有的钱，但实际上我连这个银行的账户都没有，所以说这句话有什么意义呢？说弃绝放弃有什么意义呢？
Another example might be there's 1,000 Raymond B lying on the road.
再举一个例子，比如说有1,000元人民币在地上。
Different persons come by.
不同的人会经过路过看到这个钱。
One person thinks, let me take it. I'll take it. It's just there. I'll take it and I'll enjoy it myself.
第一个人说既然看到了钱我就把它捡起来自己去用。
Another person comes by and says, no, I renounce that money. It's not mine. I just leave it there.
第二个人来了以后，他就说：“这不是我的钱，就让他留在这儿吧，我不能拿。”
The third person comes by and sees, "Oh, there's 1,000 Raymond B lying there. It must belong to someone. Let me find who owns it."
那三个人路过的时候看到1000元人民币，他就会说，这个钱在这儿一定是属于某个人，一定是某个人丢了吧，我把它捡起来找到失主。
So bhakti means to see everything in this world as being given by Krishna.
Bhakti 就意奉爱就意味着看到这个世界上的一切都是 Krishna 给的。
And to take that and engage it in the service of Krishna.
看到一切都是 Krishna 给的，所以把它拿起来去用，用来服务 Krishna。
And we see that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur particularly was a pioneer in this.
这个原则，真正的气绝，原则方面 ，Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 可谓是先驱。
He wore sewn cloth, whereas Sannyasi was not supposed to wear sewn cloth.
他穿的衣服，他是他穿的是就是被缝过的缝制的衣服，而 Sannyasi 是不穿这个的。
He wore shoes where renunciates were not supposed to wear shoes. They're supposed to go barefoot.
弃绝者本该是赤足行走的，但他却是第一个穿鞋子的 sannyasi.
He rode in vehicles where they're supposed to walk.
弃绝者本来是应该步行的，但他却是第一个使用交通工具的人。
He arranged very opulent processions.Included elephants and horses and so many things just to draw attention to the practice of bhakti.
他在有大象马匹伴随的豪华的队伍当中游行，就是为了吸引人们的注意力，让人们重视起 bhakti 奉爱的程序。
He arranged for big types ofFestivals and things which included diorama exhibits and things like this so that people could come and they could see the philosophy of Krishna consciousness being depicted in art form.
他组织盛大的节日，并且安排话剧表演，让人们看到其实 Krishna 之觉可以以艺术的形式展示出来。
So he really understood this principle ofseeing everything as being given by Krishna and trying to utilize it in his service.
他是真正的明白这个原则的人，知道一切都是 Krishna 给的，所以要把它用来服务 Krishna.
Rather than shutting himself up in some monastery and practicing his bhakti.
而不是躲到寺院里面独自修习 bhakti.
So Prabhupada did all of this.And he even did more. He flew. He flew across the ocean. You know, the sannyasi was not supposed to cross the ocean.
Srila Prabhupada 更是继承了这个原则。他漂洋过海去到西方传教。原则上，传统上 sannyasi 是不能够去漂洋过海去出国的。
Use a dictaphone so that he could.Do his translation more efficiently.
他用上了口授机，就是为了更有效的从事翻译的服务。
Many were impressed that he used the latest technology for printing his books.
很多人看到以后都感觉到很惊讶，他印刷书籍所用的都是最先进的科技。
He engaged certain devotees to make films about the philosophy and practices of Krishna consciousness.
他甚至让一些奉献者把 Krishna 之觉的哲学还有修习的一些方面以电影的方式制作出来。
He arranged for what was called the Fate exhibit in Los Angeles, following in the footsteps of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, some of his.Devotee artists, they made this very elaborate diorama exhibition.
他甚至在洛杉矶创立了一个奉爱物品的展馆。很多奉献者艺术家就通过一些艺术品把 Krishna 知觉的元素展示了出来。
He brought his devotee scientists together and formed the Bhaktivedanta Institute to preach to the scientists.
他把他的门徒当中有科学头脑的奉献者聚集起来，组成了 Bhakti Vedanta 学院，专门针对社会当中的科学家精英传教。
In the early days in San Francisco, he's in his room. He looks out the window, looks down, he sees that there's a truck, a large truck, flatbed truck, and then he tells Shyamasundar, we can convert this into a Rathyatra cart. And he made a drawing how Shyamasundar should decorate this cart, and they used that for the first Rathyatra procession.
在有曾经在旧金山说 Prabhupada 在他房间里面看到窗外有一个卡车一个货车路过他就跟 Shyamasundar Prabhu 说我们可以把它他看到外面有一个破旧的货车他就说我们可以把它改装成一个弹车然后说着他就画起来了弹车的草图所以第一次的弹车节所用的弹车就是用这个旧货车来造的而且是按照Srila Prabhupada画的草图来做的
In San Francisco he agrees to go on stage with all of these so-called famous rock musicians of the
嗨 Krishna Gumarish in San Francisco又断掉了
utilizing people's talents and injecting Krishna consciousness in a way that was most dynamic and would influence the largest number of people.
也是在旧金山 Srila Prabhupada 头一次和那些所谓的著名的摇滚乐团的那些歌手们同台演出他懂得去善用每个人的才华把所有人的才华集结起来以便能够产生最大的影响力让更多的人让尽可能多的人受益
And then he envisioned the biggest project the TOVP
然后他又设想了 TOVP 伟大天文馆
So utility is the principle, means to tax our minds, how to utilize anything and everything to serve Krishna and push forward our Krishna conscious movement in China.
所以说运用为原则也就是说我们得真的好好的动动脑筋看怎么样把所有的东西资源都运用起来在中国以最大范围的最有力的去传播 Krishna 之觉。
So in this way, these four aphorisms support one another.
所以这四句格言是相互支撑的。
And they purify the heart.
能够净化内心。
And they inspire us to share Krishna consciousness with others.
并且鼓励我们鼓舞我们和别人分享 Krishna 之觉
So these are the points I wanted to make this morning
这就是今天早上我要和大家分享的要点
And we're just at 8:30 So I don't know if there's time for questions or not
已经八点半了不知道还有没有时间来提问回答大家的问题
我们有不少问题看看咕噜有没有时间
Gurus, there are quite a lot of questions and let's see if you are available to answer these questions
I'm certainly available I just didn't want to go over my allotted time if the time is there I'm here I can do that
当然我是有时间的只是我不想超过你们给我设定的时间如果大家可以的话我可以回答问题 So there are some questions first from Rajana Prabhu Thank you Maharaj for your lectures There are three questions Please allow me to read the Chinese first 第一个问题 ，Rajendra Papa 的三个问题，传教所具有的正确心态是什么 ？The first one, the first question, what should be the right mentality for preaching?
You want me to answer one after the other? I can do that.
Yes, okay. You can do it one by one.
Well, the right mentality, I think Prabhupada has expressed that we want to develop compassion, that if we're actually practicing Krishna consciousness properly, we will develop within us compassion for those who are not.
其实说了 Prabhupada 已经秒讲到了传教者的心态应该是充满怜悯的。如果我们很恰当的去修习 Krishna 之学的话，我们是能够培养起悲悯之心的。
We will understand through studying Prabhupada's books and by our own experience just how much people are suffering in this world.
通过研习释迦牟尼佛的书籍，我们就能够深刻的明白、体会到，这个世界上人们在受着多么大的苦。
And we already know there's birth, death, old age, and disease.
我们已经明白了生老病死。
If we drill down further, there's adiatmic, adibodhic, adidaivic.
生老病死是苦，如果再进一步的讲的话，就是有 adibodhic, adatmic, adidaivic, 就是分别来自于自己的身体和心意的痛苦，还有其他生物体施加给我们的痛苦，以及自然灾害带给我们的痛苦，三重苦。
As we speak, there's a global pandemic.
就像我们现在所经历的全球范围内的传染病。
So this is all the result of karma.
这都是业报反应。
It's the result of ignorance.
是愚昧的结果。
Linked to the killing of animals or to abortion and things like this.
跟屠杀动物堕胎等等罪恶活动是紧密相连的。
But this is certainly not the first time that this has happened.
这样的事情其实已经不是头一次发生了。
If we study history, we can see that through viruses, bacteria, and parasites, more people have been killed, more people have succumbed to death than putting together all the people who were killed in wars.
其实我们看历史上人类历史上这样的灾难是很多的，有传染病疾病病毒，还有比如说虫灾还有其他的各种各样的灾害，都让很多人丧失了生命。
Even and I remind you and I'm sure you've read that Prabhupada himself As a young boy, was in the midst of a pandemic, growing up in Calcutta.
我想你们可能也读到了这个故事。舒拉巴巴的小时候在加尔各答的时候，也亲自经历过一场传染病。
Prabhupada said that he saw hundreds of people dying every day.
舒拉巴巴的说，他亲自目睹每天有成千上万的人因为这场疾病而丧失生命。
As it turned out, 10 million people in India alone died from that.
那场瘟疫就让就光印度死去的人就达千万人，一千万。
So Krishna says, Dukkhalyam Ashashvatam, that Dukkhalyam, there are miseries, and this world is Ashashvatam, it's temporary.
就是他在国家梵歌当中也说了，这个物质世界是短暂而充满痛苦的。
So, as devotees, we understand this.
奉献者是明白这一点的。
But we should have developed compassion for persons who are still in ignorance, going about their activities, not understanding that the things they are doing are accruing more and more karma for which they will have to suffer in the future.
但还有很多人依然处在愚昧之中，他们在从事着许许多多日后必将给他们带来更大痛苦的活动，所以奉献者要对这些依然处在愚昧当中的人充满怜悯。
And by nature, a Vaishnava should be paradukha dukhi. He cannot tolerate to see the suffering of others.
奉献者的本性就是 paradukha dukhi, 他是受不了别人受苦的。
And to alleviate the suffering, he wants to do something. He wants to help people. He wants to give them knowledge.
他会想办法去减轻人们的痛苦，给他们知识。
So therefore, we have to develop this compassion.
所以说，我们得培养起这样的怜悯之心。
And my experience is, if we practice Krishna consciousness the way the Prabhupada taught it, that we will develop compassion, and it will be a driving force to, pushing us out there and in various ways to share Krishna consciousness with other people.
我的经验就是如果我们自己能够认真的去研习释迦牟尼佛的书籍，认真的去从事奉爱规范修习，我们就会自然的培养起悲悯之心，那么这种悲悯之心也会成为一种动力，驱使我们想尽各种办法把 Krishna 之觉传播出去。
So when Prabhupada went to the West, he said, I have come to give, I have not come to take.
是了 Prabhupada 去到西方的时候，他说，我是来给予的，不是来索取的。
People were going there to beg for technology, beg for education, beg for money.The Prabhupada said, I've not come to beg, I've come to give. I want to give Krishna consciousness for the benefit of the people here.
很多人去到美国，去到西方都是为了从那里学习西方的先进科技，获得高等教育，或者是或者是发财，这些都像乞讨一样。但是 Prabhupada 说，我不是来乞讨的，我是来给予的，把 Krishna 之觉给到你们。
So in a similar way, our mentality should be that we want to give people. We want to give them something of value so that they can get out of the cycle of birth and death, and they can again reconnect with Krishna.
所以我传教的正确的心态就是是一种给予的心态。我们想要给人们有价值的东西，把 Krishna 之觉给到人们，让人们能够摆脱生老病死，能够和 Krishna 连接起来，回到 Krishna 身边。
Next question.
第二个问题，自家不扫，何以扫天下？如果我不读帕帕特的书，或者自己没有规范修习，也可以传教吧？Can we preach without reading Srila Prabhupada's books or without a good personal practice?
Well, I think that the quotes that we read early on clearly said no.
根据我们今天读到的这些经典上的内容，那答案是很清晰的。是不可以的。
You remember in the, I don't know when you joined the class, if you were there from the beginning, but where we spoke about purity as the force, it was very obvious that Prabhupada coupled our ability to preach with the fact that we were good sadhikas. And he said if we were not, our preaching would have no effect.
不知道您有没有听到我们讲到纯粹是力量这一条的时候，在那段话当中，释迦牟尼佛他很清楚的讲到了， 啊，说其实我们的传教的能力、传教的效果取决于我们内心的纯粹度。如果没有很好的规范修习来净化我们的内心，那么我们的传教就是没有效果的。
And here I'll just read a little bit from that one. So it says, Prabhupada says, this is in a purport of the Majjhalila. He said, one must be a pure devotee following the devotional process, then one can convert others to devotional service.
我们再回顾一下刚刚读到的《永恒的主查坦尼亚经》中篇逍遥一个师姐的要旨。在这段话当中，是了 Prabhupada 说，一个人必须通过遵守奉爱服务规范休息的原则，成为纯粹奉献者，他才有力量把其他人转变成纯粹的奉献者。
If a preacher behaves properly in devotional service, he will be able to convert others. Otherwise, his preaching will have no effect.
一个传教者如果能够在奉爱服务当中恰当行事，他就能够把其他人也转变成纯粹的奉献者，否则他的传教就是没有效果的。
Next question.
在中国传播似乎别具一格，和 Prabhupada 的年代有巨大变化。在不谈神的环境中如何传播神之觉， the context, the background, the environment we preach in China seems to be quite different from the environment in which Srila Prabhupada preached. We have to preach God consciousness without mentioning God. So how can we do that?
Let me see here.
How can we preach God consciousness without mentioning God in the environment of China?
Yeah, well, that's a question of innovation. It's a question of presenting according to time, place, and circumstance.
这就需要有点创意了，需要我们根据时间、地点、具体的场合做一些调整。
You know, in our early days in China, in Hong Kong, when we were just beginning.
在早期的时候，我们在香港传教，这也是我们在中国传教的初期。
And right in the beginning, we were presenting Krishna consciousness through a yoga program that we had created.
当时我们就自创了一些瑜伽活动、瑜伽节目来传教。
So in those early days, some of us, we taught some hatha yoga, we taught some philosophy based on Bhagavad Gita. We got people to do meditation, meant to chant Hare Krishna, and we gave some little bit of prasad.
早期我们其中一些在香港的传教的奉献者会去教上瑜伽课，教一些简单的阿萨那体式，然后根据博伽梵歌的哲学讲一点点哲学，然后引导人们做一些简单的冥想，就是唱诵念诵一点 Hare Krishna， 然后派发一点点布刷党。
And we learned early on that if we introduced the concept, of a personal God, then many people would be, they would be turned away, and even actually they would not come back.
其实因为我们一开始就明白，如果我们马上就跟人们说有一个人格性的神，很多人肯定就会转身离开。
So when we understood that this approach was not working,
我明白这个办法，这个方案是行不通的，直接引入人格神的概念。
Then we very systematically, incrementally introduced the philosophy from the point of the difference between matter and spirit, and then. And that went on for quite some time, just trying to make people understand the differences, philosophically, from practical observation, that kind of thing. And so then, after people would grasp that, then we would teach a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, until finally, after many weeks of giving these classes, we came to the point of introducing the concept there's a supreme controller, beyond it all.
因为了解到这个事实，了解到人们是无法马上就听有关人格神的概念，所以我们就采取了一种系统的循序渐进的方式，先是跟人们从哲学的角度以及实际观察的角度，让人们明白灵性和物质的区别，这确实是花了一些时间的，就这样不断的去强调这一点。讲了有几好几周，人们稍微明白一点灵性和物质的区别的时候，我们才让人才引入了一个概念，说有一个在一切之上有一个至尊的控制者。
So in that respect, preachers have to be innovative. They have to understand who they're preaching to, who is their audience, and audiences may different. Some people may be more spiritually inclined, more accepting, others less inclined, less accepting.
所以说，传教者得有些创意，得明白自己的受众是什么，在给谁传教。因为传教的对象会有差异的，有的人是有的时候会遇到更有灵性倾向的人，有的时候遇到的人没有那么的有灵性倾向。
So according to who we're trying to preach to, we have to perhaps adjust our presentation.
所以根据我们传教的对象，我们也要相应的调整自己呈现哲学的方式。
And you know, we may use different terminology.
在术语的运用上也会有差别。
For certain people, we may emphasize something a little bit different than with others.
对某个群体，我们谈到一些话题的时候，所用的我们的措辞就和另外一些群体不一样。
My own conviction is that if we can get people to chant, it will help to shift the consciousness.
我自己的方法或者是我相信通过只要让能够设法让人们去唱诵，人们的知觉就会发生变化。
Chanting is very powerful.
因为唱诵很有力量。
So if we can somehow or another to get them to chant and they can have some experience, some little bit of taste, you know, some kind of stirring of the heart,Then that can open the door.
如果能够不管怎样让人们开口唱诵了，让他们有一点体验，能稍微品味到一点唱诵的味道，并内心有一些触动，这样子的话，等于说这个门就开了。
And that's Mahaprabhu's process.
这也是 Mahaprabhu 所介绍和践行的程序。
Mass.Sankirtan and Prasadam distribution for everyone, and philosophy for fewer, those who are prepared to understand.
Mahaprabhu 的程序就是针对所有人，针对每个人大范围的去派发圣灵，派发大量的 Prasadam, 对少数能够理解哲学的人去讲述哲学。
So we have some powerful weapons in our arsenal.
所以说我们还是有很多很有力量的武器的。
And I believe we should utilize them more.
只需要更多的用起来。
I would also say that although we have been challenged by this global pandemic,
虽然说全球范围内的这个传染病给我们造成了很大的挑战。
This, I believe, has opened up more opportunities.
但我相信这也恰好为我们打开了更多的传教的机会。
Because faced with this type of calamity, it can make people start to think a little bit. Is there something beyond all of this? Or where can I get relief? Where can I get solace?
因为在面对如此大的灾难的时候，人们或许人们更可能去深思，到底是不是在这一切之上还有更高的东西存在，或者说我怎么样才能够减轻痛苦，得到一些安慰。
I also believe that the time has come for us to leverage the internet much more.
我也相信这个时候是我们是需要我们更多的去动用网络工具来传教。
To try to connect with different groups of people.
和不同团体的人对接，不同群体的人对接。
And a number of devotees around the country are already doing that.
全国各地有不同的奉献者也已经在做了。
But I think we've only just kind of scratched the surface.
但我觉得我们只是还只是触及了表面而已。
There are many ways that, many ways that are yet untapped.
其实还有很多很多的方法有待我们去探寻。
So we have to start taxing our brains, as Prabhupada said. Utility is the principle.Let's see what new avenues are awaiting us.
就像释迦牟尼常说的，运用为原则。所以呢，我们还需要更多的去动动脑筋，看看我们能想出来多少办法，找到多少机会去传播。
Okay.
There are more questions. Hare Krishna, 感恩咕噜，感恩翻译。在卡利年代是不是唯一纯粹奉爱，纯粹服务就是去传教呢？是不是我们要弃绝工作和家庭，都去传教才是最纯粹的服务呢？还有就是有人说，如果一直拥有 Krishna 之觉，死后去 Krishna 买昆塔直接服 Krishna， 如果我们到了那里，将会怎样服 Krishna 呢？会以什么形式方式呢？Is it true that in Kali Yuga, the only pure devotional service is to preach? Does that mean that we have to discard our jobs, families, just dedicate ourselves to preaching? Is that the purest devotional service? And the second part of the question is, some people say if we keep Krishna consciousness when we are leaving our body, after we die, then we will go to Vaikuntha and serve Krishna there directly. Then the question is, how will we serve Krishna there? In which way?
This is from the same person?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway...
Hare Krishna.
So both practice and preach Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Can you hear me?
Guru Maharaj, we didn't hear the first part. Could you please repeat?
I said, there's no statement that says we have to give up our position to purely preach Krishna consciousness.
没有任何地方有提到说我们必须放弃我们现在的位置，现在所做的事情，完全去传播，去修习传播 Krishna 之觉。
Whatever position we're in, we should practice seriously, purify our hearts, and try to share Krishna consciousness with.Those who are around us, or those we're acquainted with, or more innovative means, as I just mentioned, through leveraging the internet, for example.
无论我们处于什么样的位置，什么样的处境，都应该以最佳的方式尽我们最大的努力去认真的修习 Krishna 之觉，和我们身边的人，我们熟悉的人去传教。还有就是像我刚刚说的，可以运用网络资源、网络工具，以富有创意的方式和尽可能多的人去分享 Krishna 之觉。
All of us have duties to perform in this world.
在这个世界上，我们每个人都有责任要履行。
Many of us may be in family life.
很多人可能处在家居生活中。
We have our duties.
那就有责任。
So we should be responsible and perform our duties.
我们就得负责任的去履行职责。
And not use Krishna consciousness as an excuse to avoid performing our duties.
不要把 Krishna 之觉的修习当作是逃避职责、逃避责任的一个借口。
That's the general principle. There may be some extenuating circumstances that may dictate that you might have to change a position, but in general, our principle is to stay in the position and to utilize it as best we can to both practice and preach Krishna consciousness.
一般的原则就是我们不必改变我们的原本的位置，除非有极个别的情况、特殊的情况。一般的原则就是，无论我们处在什么样的处境，都应该善用这个处境，以最大的努力去好好的修持 Krishna 之觉，传播 Krishna 之觉。
You know, as far as our perfection goes.When we attain the state of perfection and we leave this world, which means we have no material desire, and if we're so fortunate, we may be promoted to the spiritual realm, whether it's the Vaikuntha planets or the highest Vaikuntha planet, Goloka Vrindavan, according to our relationship with Krishna.
您的问题的第二部分就是像我们一个拥有 Krishna 之觉，如果我们达到完美，在怀着 Krishna 之觉离开这个躯体，如果有幸的话，我们会被提升到灵性星宿，无论是百昆塔还是百昆塔的星球的最高的领域 Goloka。如果我们幸运的话，会达到那样的层面。
Each of us has a particular relationship with Krishna.
我们会根据我们每个人和 Krishna 的关系，会被提升到相应的层面，而我们每个人都和 Krishna 有特定的关系。
And according to that eternal relationship we have with Krishna, we get a suitable spiritual body with which to serve him.
我们基于我们和 Krishna 永恒的关系，我们也会得到相应的一具灵性的躯体，以灵性的躯体服务他。
And that is something that will be revealed to one when one is sufficiently advanced.
到底怎么样，以什么样的方式去服务？当一个人足够进步的时候，这就会被揭示出来。
It's nothing we need to be.Nothing we need to obsess over.
我们不用过度的去想这个事儿。
We don't need to imagine that we are this or that.
也不用去想象我在灵性世界是这个是那个。
That doesn't really serve any purpose.
这个就无法帮助我们达到目标。
But Prabhupada has promised us, we have Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur promising us that if we just give this lifetime to 100% engage in the service of Krishna, then we will prepare ourselves to go back home, back to Godhead.
但是就像 Srila Prabhupada 以及 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 承诺的，如果我们能够把这一世100%的投入去服务 Krishna, 那我们就能够做好准备回归守身，回归家园。
I want to emphasize that because this is Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, that we're all meant to be some type of preacher in that we're supposed to give Krishna consciousness to other people.
因为我们处在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Sankirtan 齐颂圣名运动当中，所以我们每个人都得想办法以某种方式把 Krishna 知觉给到别人。
And by doing that, we attract Kripa. We attract the mercy of the Lord.
传教能让我们吸引主的仁慈 Kripa.
We need Kripa to advance.
要进步，我们是需要 Kripa, 需要仁慈的。
By assisting Mahaprabhu and his associates in distributing the fruits of love of God, you get incalculable benefit.
通过协助马哈帕布把对受神之爱的果实派发给其他人，我们就会得到无限的益处。
So each of us in our own way should, as far as possible, there again, there are exceptions, maybe age or health or whatever, but in general, all of us should tax our brains to find the ways and means of trying to introduce others to Krishna consciousness and by so doing be blessed.
所以一个普遍的原则就是我们每个人除了极个别的情况比如说年纪太大或者身体很不好除了这些极个别的情况那么我们每个人都应该动脑筋以自己能够去传播的方式把 Krishna 之觉传播给尽可能多的人，这样的话我们就会得到祝福。
Next question.
下一个问题 ，Rajendra Prabhu 的问题：传播需要热情，否则无法为之。问题是热情过度转变成激情，使人受不了。如何控制，避免从热情蜕变为激情 ？To spread Krishna consciousness, we need enthusiasm. But sometimes when we become over enthusiastic, then it will be turned to passion. So how can we control or modulate our enthusiasm to avoid making it into passion?
Well, I think if we turn to the nectar of instruction, we see Prabhupada telling us, teaching us that utsaha, or enthusiasm, he defines as endeavor, which is guided by intelligence.
我们如果看教会的甘露的话，会发现说 ，Prabhupada 告诉我们，热情的定义 ，utsaha 意思是在智性的指导下去努力，这叫做热情。
So it's not that we just mindlessly.Start to speak to people, or with a great amount of passion, try to force them to accept our philosophy, and tell them that if they don't, something bad going to happen to them. That's not a very good preaching strategy.
我们说到传教当中的热情，并不是说我们就不动脑筋的。去跟人们说一定要接受这个 Krishna 之觉，不接受的话会怎样？会有很多不好的事情发生。强迫别人接受，这并不是我们的策略。
Endeavor guided by intelligence. So, according to time, place, and circumstance, we present our process, our philosophy.
所以这里圣帕帕的说的热情就是在智性的引导下去努力所以说传教当中保持热情避免让热情变为激情的方法就是我们根据具体的时间场合对象还有其他一些具体的条件做出调整相应的去传播
And yes becauseYou know, we're aspiring Vaishnavas and we are still being influenced by the three modes of material nature. Passion and ignorance, they do influence us.
也的确我们还是修习当中的奉献者因此物质自然三形态比如说激情形态依然还在影响着我们。
Therefore, Prabhupada emphasizes strict practice, because if you follow the process strictly, then you're uplifted above at least passion and ignorance and more fixing goodness. And if we are conducting our lives more in goodness, then the way we view situations and the way our intelligence is able to analyze situations and the words that come out of our mouths will be more in goodness and will be less influenced by the lower modes of passion and ignorance.
所以说帕巴的强调我们要严格的做规范修习，严格的做规范修习的话，我们就至少能够超越畸形形态和愚昧形态，处在善良形态中。如果处在善良形态当中的话，那么我们为人处事的方式，还有我们的思考事情的这种智慧方式，还有我们的措辞也就会处在善良形态当中，我们就不再受低等物质自然形态的影响了。
And in that respect, let us say that a particular devotee has a problem with passion and, you know, being influenced by passion inhow he or she is conducting the activities of. If it's really an issue, how can I purify myself of passion? How can I safeguard against being influenced by passion so much in my thinking and my speaking and my acting? You get some advice from other Vaishnavas.
如果真有奉献者，他也察觉到自己在受激情形态的影响。那他可以寻求其他Vaishnava的帮助，看看怎么样能够让自己的思维、言语还有行为能够避免受畸形形态的影响。
Devotees should discuss amongst themselves, and they should discuss, you know, how to best present Krishna consciousness to other people and how to avoid being influenced by the lower modes of nature. If devotees come together, they discuss this, then perhaps it will help each devotee to learn how to best act while presenting Krishna consciousness. What my behavior should be, you know, what my mentality should be, and what I should speak. This is something that you can discuss as a group, a few or a bigger number like that.
就如何以最佳的方式去呈现 Krishna 知觉，如何避免受畸形形态的影响，那么奉献者之间我们也可以经常一起去讨论怎样去呈现 Krishna 知觉才是最佳最有效的，怎样才能受避免受低等物质自然形态的影响，我该怎么样去在做具体的事情的时候，我怎么样应该怎么样做，心态应该是什么样的，措辞应该是怎样的，我们通过和奉献者去讨论，那也是可以帮助每个人以最佳的方式去呈现 Krishna 知觉的。
Each devotee has to take it upon his or herself to evolve and to develop their own unique style of presentation. We can't imitate others.
我们也模仿不来，每一个奉献者都可以去可以找到自己的独特的去呈现 Krishna 知觉的方式。
We can't imitate, you know, like Prabhupada was very strong at times with people, and he told the devotees that I can I can speak like this, you cannot.
比如说Srila Prabhupada 他有时候说话是很重的，但他也对奉献者说过我可以这么说，但是你不可以。
You know, his age, his position, his learning, all of that, and of course his advancement, empowered him to present Krishna consciousness the way that he did. So following in his footsteps, it's not that we imitate everything that he did, because we're not him.
Srila Prabhupada 之所以他能够以这样的方式去传教，也就是说有时候说话很重很重，那跟他的年龄跟他的学识，以及跟他所处的位置，还有他的进步程度是相关的。所以说我们不能总是去模仿 Prabhupada。
So yeah, these are some ways perhaps that would help.
所以这是一些可以帮助我们的办法。Next question. 下一个 Guru Prithi Madhaji 的问题，顶拜 Guru Maharaj 的莲花所对于传播 Krishna 之觉出力不讨好这个服务来说，有时候会很气馁，请 Guru Maharaj给予指导。那 as we read in one of the purport, Srila Prabhupada said to preach is a thankless endeavor. So because of that, sometimes we feel discouraged. So how can we avoid being discouraged and keep preaching?
We might be discouraged if we are judging everything or gauging everything based on the response that we get.
如果我们总是根据我们得到的反馈，我们传教的时候得到的一些回应来判断事物的话，那我们很容易气馁。
If we're always expecting that there should be an immediate result when we preach to someone, that they should be receptive and accepting of the process of Krishna consciousness, you know, we may be disappointed when they're not.
如果我们在传教的时候总是期待人们能够立即的得到积极的回应，立即能够接受。但是有时候人不接受的时候，我们就会失望。
You know, our duty is just to be the couriers of the message and present it as best as we can according to Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And ultimately, you know, it's Krishna that's going to help us or help them in one way or another. And therefore, many devotees, when they preach, they're simultaneously praying to Krishna in the form of the super soul of that individual they're preaching to please allow them to be receptive and understand the message.
我们只要尽到自己的责任就行。我们的责任就是做一个透明的信息的传递者，去传递我们从明星导师使徒传器那里接受的教导。那终极来说是 Krishna， 帮助我们的是 Krishna， 帮助对方的也是 Krishna， 是 Krishna 引导对方来接受。所以很多奉献在传教的同时，他会祈祷心中的超灵，请允许那个人，允许对方接受吧。
I'm not the doer.
我并不是作为者。
I can't control. I cannot control other people.
我无法控制别人。
I can't control situations.
我也无法控制这个处境。
I just try to act as a representative and try to present as best I can according to time, place, and circumstance.
我只是主的这个讯息的代表，以尽可能恰当的方式在呈现主的讯息。
So if we should be satisfied that we're just trying to represent Guru and Krishna, and we're preaching on their behalf.
所以我们得明白，我们只是在代表Guru 和 Krishna。明白这一点，我们就应该知足。
Prabhupada often said that just the endeavor is pleasing. Even if we're just endeavoring to give other people Krishna consciousness, but there may not be such big results, that it's pleasing. It's pleasing to the Lord and His devotees.
Srila Prabhupada 说，其实这个努力本身就很取悦灵性导师，就很取悦主和他的奉献者们。
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was pleased if one of his brahmacharis would distribute even one piece of literature in a whole day.
在Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 当他的那些 brahmachari 出去一整天就带出一本书，他都会很满意。
So Guru and Krishna appreciate the effort.
所以说 Guru 和 Krishna 欣赏的是我们的努力。
And it also, it forces us to take shelter more and pray for empowerment to be able to purely present the message.
它也会促使我们去更多的向主祈祷，祈祷我们能够纯粹的去呈现这个教导，纯粹的呈现这个讯息。
I think of the example of devotees organizing a program, an outreach program in England in the early days. They rented a big hall, they sent out invitations, and all of this made all this publicity, and they brought Prabhupada there, and no one came.
我记得在早期的时候，有一次在英国传教的奉献者们，他们找到一个豪华的活动大厅，并且发出了很多请柬，邀请很多很多人，想要邀请很多人来参加节目。施乐帕帕的也到了，但是却很少，没有人来。
And you can imagine how devotees must have felt.
我们可想而知，当时奉献者会有什么样的感受。
And they apologized to Prabhupada.
他们就给 Prabhupada 道歉。
And Prabhupada said, no.He said, my spiritual master said to preach, and even if no one comes, you preach to the four walls.
Prabhupada 就说，没有啊，我的灵性导师说了，如果没有人来的话，你就向四面墙去传教。
Prabhupada also said, you know, you did not see? Narada Muni came, this one, that one came. So,You know, we don't know who's in attendance. You know, we judge things. If we only judge things on externals, how many people are coming, how many people seem interested or not, then yes, we will grow discouraged.
当然圣帕帕的也说了，那当然圣帕帕的也说了，你没看到吗？拿尔德穆尼到了。还有别的，他也说了其他的名字，所以说我们很多我们并没有看到，我们如果只是通过外在的这些指标去看的话，我们当然会失望的。我们看有多少人来了，多少人感兴趣，只是看外在的指标，必然会失望。
You've got to be satisfied, just with planting the seed.
所以只是播下种子，我们努力的就应该感到满足。
You'd have that conviction that any time you reach out to another soul and you teach them some philosophy or get them or gift them the holy name or give them prasadam, that you've planted a seed.
所以我们得确信这一点，只要我们给到别人一点普沙达姆，或者给到了书籍，我们就已经把种子种下了。
You planted the seed of bhakti in their hearts.
我们已经把丰爱的种子播种在他们的内心了。
And it may fructify in this lifetime or a future lifetime.
这个种子或许会在这一世成熟结果，或许在下一世。
So our business is kind of like, you could say fourfold. One is we plant seeds.
所以说我们的传教等于说是四部曲。首先是种下，是播种。
If practical, we cultivate the seed.
然后培养。
Allowing it to grow.
让这个种子成长起来。
Means we nourish it and all of that.
播种，然后培养滋养。
In some cases, we may be able to harvest.
在有的情况下，我们还可以收获。
Someone actually becomes a devotee.
收获也就是说，培养的这些新人成为了奉献者。
And fourth, we have to continue to maintain them, to nourish them, to help them, support them, care for them, so they continue to be devotees.
第四步就是，已经成为奉献者的这些奉献者，我们要继续的去维系他们，去滋养他们，关爱他们，让他们继续好好的做奉献者。
And in so doing, inspire them also to want to give this great gift of Krishna consciousness to others.
让他们也有愿望把 Krishna 知觉的礼物给到别人。
So we should never be discouraged.
所以永远不要气馁。
Another question.
There are, but there's. Sati Mataji said there might be other arrangements, so they can ask later. They can ask me next time.
That's not very clear. What are you saying? There might be other arrangements? That doesn't mean anything in English. What does that mean? Does that mean we'll do it next time? We'll do it next time?
Sati Mataji, 今天我们的是不是提问就到这里结束了？其他的问题可以放到下次。
因为今天是第一天咕噜来讲课嘛，所以大家的热情都比较高涨。如果咕噜允许的话，我们看把就是后面三个问题吧，就到苏姆克扎达曼达吉那个问题之后，我们就不再回答了。
就是接下来三个问题再答完是吧？
是我这时间是可以的，就看看咕噜吧。
好。Gurmansh, if you don't mind, there are three more questions. You can finish answering these three.
No, Sati Mataji is our facilitator here. So if she wants me to finish, I can finish. Or if she wants me to answer the three questions, I can do that. Either way, it's fine with me.
Sati Mataji, 因为是您在主持，您在安排，所以说如果您愿意，您想让我讲完回答完这三个问题，我可以回答。
好的，感谢马哈扎什，我们把这三个问题答完吧。
Yes, Maharaj, please answer the three questions here.
Okay, let's go.
一二三，萨斯利拉玛的是的问题，如何培养起传教的品味？在这个过程中，我们怎么做才是恰当的 ？How can we cultivate the taste for preaching? What is the proper way to preach?
Well, as we mentioned in our presentation, cultivating the taste for preaching means that we have to cultivate compassion within our hearts, and that's something that's done by strictly following the process itself. And also, you know, we hear about the compassionate nature of Srila Prabhupada or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these great personalities. you know, how they were prepared to shed gallons of blood just to give one soul Krishna consciousness, that should invoke compassion within our hearts. And if we can somehow imbibe that mood of compassion, then that will be a driving force for us wanting to get out there and preach to other people.
我们说传教的品位其实就是传教过程传教时候所体现出来的悲悯。那我们这种悲悯之心通过严格的修习就可以培养起来。而且当我们读到当我们了解到除了 Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 还有 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他们不惜牺牲几百加仑的血只为拯救一个提困的灵魂，听到这些事迹的时候，难道不会引起我们激起我们的悲悯之心吗？当我们培养起这种悲悯之心的时候，必然就会被鼓舞，有这个动力走出去，把 Krishna 之觉传播给他人。
What was the other part? Sorry.
我们怎么做才是恰当的？What is a proper way to behave in preaching?
Well, we're going to discuss this, and that can be a whole kind of presentation itself. You know, what's the proper behavior of a preacher?
在就是说，在这个过程当中，该怎么样做才是恰当的？这个问题本身，我们就能。都能讲一堂课的，之后的课程当中我们会讲到的传教者的恰当的举止行为，我们之后会具体讲到的。
We could let that be perhaps the topic for next week's class.
或是下周的我们的主题就可以讲这个传教者的恰当行为。
But we do know that Prabhupada once said that a Vaishnava should be seen as a perfect gentleman.
我们也听释迦牟尼佛曾经说过，传教者应该是完美的绅士。
Which means that, you know, the way that we present and our behavior, should be very matched. Not that we speak one thing and act in another way, but the two things should be in accordance with one another.
我们应该言行一致，而不是传教的时候说的一套，自己的行为却是另一套。要这两者应该一致。
There's a verse: some people speak well, but do not behave well. Some people behave well, but do not speak well. The Vaishnava is one who does both.
有一个。师姐讲到说，有人讲得好，但做得不好；有人做得好，但讲得不好。但一位Vaishnava奉献者，他既会讲也会做。
But thank you for that. Now this will be the topic. Behavior.
谢谢您提出这个问题。那么下一周我们就可以讲这个话题。
So we'll have that for next week. Next.
下一周会讲这个话题。下一个问题，顶白咕噜翻译你好，因为超灵的存在，所以众生才能活动。但是为什么有的人不信 Krishna？ 为什么说超灵在沉睡 ？Because of the existence of a super soul, all living entities can perform their activities. But why some people do not believe in Krishna and they say that and the super soul is sleeping?
Some people say the super soul is sleeping.
Why is that?
Who's saying that? Who's saying that the super soul is sleeping?
您说有人说超灵在沉睡，谁说超灵在沉睡呢？ Some people who do not believe in Krishna.
Well, I mean...That may be their opinion or somebody else's opinion, but We have never heard anywhere that the super soul takes rest. So that is a very wrong conception. The super soul is there, and it depends on how covered one is. If someone is very, very covered and is, you know, just determined to avoid the Supreme Lord, then, well, the Supreme Lord is not going to force one. But, you know, any person who's a little bit conscious will realize that when he or she does certain activities which are not conducive to their advancement, they will feel something in the form of conscience. We have that saying conscious, a bad conscience. We have that feeling something is not proper to do, and we're doing something improper. We can feel it. But sometimes people are so covered that they just bury this and they override it. So many people are like that. It's not a few. I would say it's most people are like that in Kali Yuga. So our job is to try to ignite the spark. You know, it's there. By nature, every soul is the part and parcel of Krishna, the eternal servant of Krishna. So we have to somehow or another ignite the spark. And that is what we do when we go out and we try to preach to people.
您说到就是有人不相信 Krishna， 他说 Krishna 在沉睡，但这只是他们的观点而已。那经典上没有任何地方说超灵需要休息一下，需要睡个觉，这只是他们的有些人的一个自己的观念而已。那其实，其实我们知道在，这取决于一个人他受覆盖的程度。如果他受覆盖很深，毅然决然的想要忽略超灵，那超灵也不会去强迫他的。但是我们都有体验，如果我们做错事，做一些不好的事情的时候，我们会良心不安。所以其实这就是超灵的提示。我们需要明白的是，每一个生物体它都是主的永恒的仆人，都是主不可分割的一部分，所以我们的职责只是去点燃这个火花。
But it's also a fact, you know, some are more ready and some are less ready.
刚刚还有说就是我们的在卡利年代大部分人都是这样，而且有的人但是同时有的人会做好了更好的准备来接受这个知识，有的人就没有做好准备。
Someone may have performed devotional service in a past life, and they're continuing in this life, so they're more ripe.
有的人，或许在上一世都已经在从事奉爱服务了，所以他就很成熟，在这一世他就做好了准备的。
But we shouldn't write people off so easily.
Sorry, we shouldn't
write people off so easily. You know what that means?
I don't.
Well, it means that we shouldn't just discard someone because we feel that they're just not capable of understanding or they're not evolved enough.
但是,
we shouldn't think they're useless. We should think that everybody has an opportunity, and we should try to give them, you know, as much as we can. And if they take more, great. If they take less, fine. We try to give what we can.
虽然说我们刚刚讲到了，有的人更好的做好了准备，有的人还没做好准备，但是我们也不要那么轻易的就把人就忽略他，认为他没有做好准备，他没有能力接受，他还没有发展到这个程度。 嗯，不是这样，我们还是要给到每个人这个机会，允许他花时间来进步。
In that respect, we study the pastime of Jagai and Madai, talking about, you know, unlikely candidates. But still, somehow or another, they were delivered.
就像 Jagai 和 Madai 的例子，他们刚开始看似是最不可能成为奉献者的人，但后来却依然得救了。
By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu.
借着 Nityananda Prabhu 的仁慈。
At the same time, we realize we're not Nityananda Prabhu.
但同时，我们也明白我们并不是 Nityananda Prabhu.
But we try our best according to who we are, and we try to share whatever we're capable of sharing.
但我们还是根据自己的位置、自己的能力，以尽可能的方式和我们能够接触到的人去分享。
Now the last question.
Yes, the last one for today from Sumukhi Radhamandaji Dimbaji and Guru Maharaj. 能听到您的讲课真的太好了。这场疫情给了人们很多思考，也给我们传教的方式和渠道提出了新的挑战和机会。我正在努力克服一些自身的困难，想要利用网络直播平台结合人们容易接受的文化艺术形式来传播 Krishna 之觉，获得祈祷和获得您的祝福。在传教方面非常需要具体的指导，您的系列讲课是否会就此方面给予我们更多系统专业的指导呢？The pandemic give us many reflections and also poses new opportunities as well as challenges for the way we preach and the channels we preach. Me, myself, I'm trying to overcome some personal difficulties to leverage an online platform to preach and present Krishna consciousness in a cultural or artistic way that will be appealing to many people. So I pray for your blessing. As for, we need more specific guidance in preaching. So in your series of lectures, will you touch upon this aspect as to how we can, are you going to give us more systematic or professional guidance on how to preach?
Sure. We were thinking to do that. We'll see how things evolve. But this shouldn't be just theory, but it should also be some practical application, you know, for how we're going to perform in the preaching field.
当然会触及这个，会讲到这个话题的，讲到具体的怎么传教。当然也不是纯理论，我们会想到讲到在具体的传教领域的时候，我们怎么样去做。
So we could certainly discuss, you know, various preaching approaches. And I think when we do that, we might involve certain devotees who have been reasonably effective at doing this.
我们会讲到在具体的一个传教场合或者传教节目当中该怎么做一些有效的策略。那么在这个系列讲课当中，可能我们也会邀请到实际的参与到传教服务当中并且做得很有效的奉献者来和我们分享。
But I think when we start looking at different approaches, we should also analyze what the results have been, be they short term or long term, because we want to see something that would indicate that this is a viable preaching approach.
我们在考虑具体的传教方案、传教方法的时候，我们也要去预想一下，我们想要达成的短期目标或者长期目标是什么？长期这个结果，短期的结果要达到什么结果？长期来说要达到什么结果？这些具体的 可衡量的结果就可以作为一个指标来衡量我们的传教策略方法是不是有效。
You know, with some approaches, it may be very long term.
可以是我们的传教方案可以是短期的，也可以是长期的。
More of the cultural approach.
就是您说的一种文化艺术的方式去呈现。
A more long-term type of cultivation.
以及长期的培养的策略。
Like a long bridge.
就像是建一个较长的桥梁。
You know, if we can get people to just get on the bridge, although it may be very far away, the fact that they've gotten on the bridge and they're walking on it, towards, you know, the process of Krishna consciousness, that's already an accomplishment.
有时候要把人们带到 Krishna 知觉当中来，我们需要给他搭建一个中间桥梁。有时候这中间桥梁确实挺长的，但只要他踏上了这个桥，那有朝一日他能够会来到 Krishna 知觉的。如果能够达到这个目的，即便这个桥梁长了点儿，也是一个很算是一个很大的成就了。
So there are devotees around the world who have done this and.You know, the results come more gradually.
全世界各地也有不同的奉献者在做这样的尝试，有时候这个结果它来的比较间接。
It often involves, you know, trying to bring people to goodness.
他们所用使用的间接的方法就是往往就是。怎么样先把人们带到善良形态
And after bringing them to goodness, then you can start to inject a bit more.
当人们达到善良形态的时候，你就可以一点点再给他灌入更多的东西。
So certainly we can discuss, you know, different approaches and analyze and see what might be applicable for our situation in China.
当然在这个系列讲座进行过程当中我们会讨论到具体的一些传教的方案然后我们会再讨论一下在中国具体的环境下怎么样有效的传教
Okay, now you know we've gone on for you know nearly 3 hours I want to ask Sati Mataji whatshe would like in terms of time because I don't want to just keep going on and on. If I'm given a particular a length of time in which to make a presentation, including questions, then I can work with that. Because, you know, I don't want to take all the time and, you know, others, there are other presenters and things like this, so...I think it would be good for me to know what the time should be. What should the length of time be?
Sati Mataji, 古在问说，一般来说，这个早上的课，就是给我分配的时间是多久？今天我们大概都讲了3个小时了，就是说一般来说是多久加上提问的时间，因为我也不想超过时间太多。
是的是的因为今天是 Guru Maharaj 第一次讲课所以我们现在最多的时候是220多人在聆听所以大家的热情都非常高涨我们也把课程的这个问题回答的时间拖长了但正常我们的课程是控制在2个小时之内一般就是9点钟就结束了
Generally and the lecture will beNo more than 2 hours. Today it's because it's your first session and devotees were so enthusiastic. There were over 220 devotees hearing online. So we give them opportunity to ask questions and have you answered all the questions. So generally we finish the lecture before 9.
Okay, well, then that's our, then I thank her for that. I think we should stick to that standard. So then it's 7 to 9 max. That means no matter what's happening, even if there are more questions, we will cut off by 9 at the latest.
也就是说，最多不超过9点，控制在2个小时内。即便有更多的问题，我们也会就是停下来，可能留到下一次，对吧？
对，是的，是的。
We'll say between 8:30 and 9, depending on questions.
就是讲的，一般来说就是讲的8:30 to 9:00的样子，就看问题多少了。
对。
And I'll try my best to keep the presentation to about an hour.
我也会尽力把我的讲课控制在2个小时之内。
About, and then we can leave the time for questions, so it won't hopefully go so long.
我会控制时间，然后留出时间给大家提问。希望下次不会太多的拖延大家的时间。
好的，我们今天也非常感谢。
One thing, I wanted to just appeal to the devotees that, so we got the idea for next week, because you can present in all different ways. There are many different ways that we could go with this. Behavior is certainly very important. That's the topic of next week's lecture. But beyond that, if devotees have certain topics they want to speak about in relation to preaching, then please send those in, and then we could line those up and make every week kind of devoted to a particular topic.
今天奉献者在提问的时候问到了有关传教者的行为问题，所以我们觉得这个话题也不错，所以说下一周会讲这个话题。那么大家也可以想想关于传教，大家愿意知道哪方面的，就是愿意得到哪方面的指导，或者是就哪些话题得到去讨论，可以发上来，我们可以相应的安排到每一周一的讲课当中。
Okay, I again thank all of you for joining this morning.
想再次感谢大家今天早上能够参与今天的讲课。
I have been praying that all the devotees are protected from the infection from the coronavirus.
自从新冠病毒开始兴起以后呢，我一直都在为大家祈祷，祈祷所有的奉献者能够得到保护。
At one point, we did a Nisringadev yagna on behalf of the devotees in China to protect them.
我们也为中国的奉献者做了Nisringadev的祭祀，祈祷中Nisringadev保护所有中国的奉献者。
And as far as I know, he has protected, and he will continue to protect everyone.
那据我了解，主尼善德夫还是帮助了每一个奉献者，祈祷他能够继续保护每一位奉献者。
And it appears from what we know, at least, that in China, that the situation is beginning to subside.
据我们了解，据我了解，那中国的这个病毒的情况稍稍有些平息了。
And now it's being spread to other countries, and they're struggling with it.
现在病毒又传到别的国家去了，所以别的国家的人又在挣扎着。
Personally, I've been in the Philippines all this while.
那这段时间我一直在菲律宾。
And you know, early in the year, around the 12th of January, we had a volcanic eruption not too far from here, and our whole eco village was blanketed with volcanic dust. So that's how we started out the year.
今年年初，1月12号的时候，菲律宾发生了就是火山爆发。我们所居住的生态农庄也受到了火山灰的影响。这一年就是这么开始的。
Adi Daivika.
这是 Adidaivik 是自然灾害。
And so the, we were on high alert, thinking that it was really going to, you know, explode. And it was going to erupt very violently, but somehow or another it didn't. It subsided. So that situation, more or less, was taken care of. But then almost immediately, then coronavirus broke. And so I ended up just being here. I canceled my trip to India.Mayapur and everything like that. And now it seems that this particular country is being hit quite heavily. It's not nearly as bad, at least not yet, as other countries. But, you know, there's been some thousand or more confirmed cases. And it seems to be spreading.
在第一次的火山爆发之后，政府就发出了预警，说很可能又会临时随时发生火山爆发，所以我们就做了各种的防御措施。那在那之后不久，冠状病毒就开始了，所以呢，因此呢，我也取消了我去马亚坡的行程。那这段时间，新冠病毒又侵入了菲律宾。据说确认的病例已经有几千例了，虽然说可能还没有别的国家那么严重，但也越来越严重了。
So as of a couple of days ago, we're in complete lockdown.
几天前我们也全面禁闭了。
And that will go on for some weeks. Hopefully that will help to quell this the spread of the virus.
这个禁闭估计要长达几个礼拜，希望这样的这个措施能够平息病毒的蔓延。
Let us see. This is the nature, the material world, dukkhaliyam ashashvatam.
这是物质世界的本性，短暂而痛苦。我们看看情况会怎样。
We shouldn't expect that it's going to be pleasant.
我们也不能一味的期待，结果就是总是令人愉悦的。
And if we're always expecting it should be pleasant, then we're going to be disappointed.
如果总是指望一切都都是令人愉快的，那我们就会失望。
Because this is the world of duality.
这是二元性的世界。
So we're just being reminded of that fact in a quite a powerful way this time.
所以说这个新冠病毒的蔓延也是恰恰提醒了我们这个物质世界这个物质世界是二元性的，但是这个提醒未免也来得太猛烈了。
So this is a time for our personal reflection as well.
这恰是让我们每一个人去深思的机会。
It should be a catalyst for us to improve our practice.
应该成为我们前进的催化剂，改善我们的休息。
If there's something we're not doing, we should start doing. If there's something we're already doing, we should try to improve it.
在休息方面，哪些我们还没做到就要开始做了，哪些地方做得还不好就要努力去改善。
Get more serious about our own spiritual lives.
要更认真地对待我们自己的灵性生活。
It's a time to reflect and prepare.
这是让我们去深思和做准备的时间。
And hopefully, if we go more deeply during this period, then, you know, we'll be more inspired, and more compassionate to help other people.
如果在这个时间段，我们个人的休息更加的深入的话，那么日后我们就会更受鼓舞，更有怜悯心，愿意去。和其他人分享。
So all the devotees certainly are in our prayers.
所以祈祷，我们为所有的奉献者祈祷。
And Krishna willing, we'll meet again next week.
Krishna 愿意的话，我们下一周的同一时间，再来一起来讨论关于传教的话题。
For only 2 hours maximum.
当然下一周我们会控制在2个小时。
Otherwise, they might cancel the class.
那不然的话，可能可能这个讲课的组织者会取消我的讲课。
That Giridhari Swami, once he gets the mic, you can't get him to stop.
他们会抱怨我 ，Giridhari Maharaj 一旦拿起麦克就不愿意放下麦了。
So I don't want to be guilty of that.
所以我不想落下这个名儿。
So my promise is 2 hours max.
所以我答应大家，我最多不超过两小时。
And if I go 1 minute over, I give Sati Mataji the permission to pull the plug.
那如果超过一分钟，我就允许Sati Mataji 叫停。
So thank you all for listening, and thanks Sati Mataji for so kindly facilitating.
感谢大家的聆听，也感谢Sati Mataji 仁慈的安排今天的讲课。
Thanks Shamalila for translating.
感谢 Shamalila 的翻译。
And Krishna, please be well. Please be well.
请大家多保重。
And Krishna willing, we'll meet in a week's time.
Krishna 愿意的话，那接下来几周，我们依然每周一会再见面的。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Ramita Bhaktivinoda ki jai.
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Jai. 好，我们非常感谢古鲁马哈拉智仁慈的给予我们聆听您教导和给予我们与您联谊的这个机会，然后也无论您在哪里，我们也都祈祷您一切都安好，保护好自己，也感谢香玛丽拉马达吉。
Sati Mataji said thank you Guru Maharaj for kindly allow us to hear your teachings and haveYour association, wherever you are, we also pray for you. Please take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
非常感谢。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.